This is Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, Chapter 1, Text 272. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was apparently in an angry mood and chastising his devotees, many thousands of people outside loudly cried in a tumultuous voice, "All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So the devotees were chastised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for glorifying his transcendental qualities. That was the complaint. That's why the Lord became a little angry, that they're all glorifying me. I came to spread glorification of Krishna, and they're glorifying me. So the Lord became a little angry and was criticizing the devotees, I think Srivas Thakur and others. Yeah. Srivas Adi Yata Bhakta Gan. Srivas Thakur and the devotees, they're glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now many thousands of people outside, they're loudly crying in a tumultuous voice, "All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Brajendra Kumar. Jagat Tadite Tarite Prabhu Tomar Avatar." All the people began to call very loudly, "All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the son of Maharaj Nanda. Now you have appeared in order to deliver the whole world. Bahudur hoite ainu ha bara artha darshan diya Prabhu karaha kritartha." O Lord, we're very unhappy. We've come a long distance to see you. Please be merciful and show us your favor. Darshan diya, please give us your darshan. Shunya lokair doinya drabila hridoy bahire asi darshan dila doyamoy. When the Lord heard the humble petition made by the people, his heart softened. Being very merciful, he immediately came out and gave audience to all of them. Bahu tuli bole, Prabhu, bol hari bol, utila shri hari dhwani, chaturdik bhari. The Lord replied, no, that's... Raising his arms, the Lord asked everyone to chant loudly the vibration of the holy name of Lord Hari. There immediately arose a great stir, and the vibration of Hari filled all directions. Prabhu deke premi loka anandita-man, Prabhu ke ishar boli koriye stavan. Seeing the Lord, everyone became joyful out of love. Everyone accepted the Lord as supreme, and thus they offered their prayers. Prabhu ke isha boli koriye stavan. They all accepted him as the supreme personality of God. Stava shuni prabhu ke kohen Srinivas ghare gupta hao kene bahire prakash. While the people were offering their prayers unto the Lord, Srivas Thakur sarcastically said to the Lord, "At home you wanted to be covered. Why have you exposed yourself outside?" Ke shikala e loke kohe kon bata iha sabar mukha daka dia nijahata. Who has taught these people? What are they saying? Now you can cover their mouths with your own hand. Go ahead, give it a try. Thousands of people are glorified. You just criticized us because we were glorifying your qualities. Now there's thousands of people glorifying you. What are you going to do about it? And not only that, but you were criticizing us because we were privately glorifying you. Now you've come out so that they can all see you. And what are you going to do? Surya yaiche udoy kori chahe lukaite pujite na pari toiche tomar chorite. It's as if the sun, after rising, wanted to hide itself. We cannot understand such characteristics in your behavior. Like Prabhupada said, that there's some saying that if a girl's come to dance, then she's on the stage, then there's no use being shy and wearing a veil. So, you know, what is it? Are you going to reveal yourself or hide yourself? You've tried to hide yourself after you've appeared. We can't figure this out. You're inconsistent. Prabhu Kohen, Srinivas, Chara, Virambana, Shave Melikoda, Mor, Katika, Lanchana. The Lord replied, my dear Srinivas, please stop joking. You've all combined together to humiliate me in this way. It's all your fault. Eto boli loke kori shubha drishti dan abhyantare gela loker purna hoilo kam. Thus speaking, the Lord entered his room after glancing auspiciously upon the people out of charity. In this way, the desires of the people were completely fulfilled. At this time, Raghunath Das approached Sri Nityananda Prabhu and, according to his order, prepared a feast and distributed prasadam composed of chipped rice and curd. Purport. There's a special preparation in Bengal wherein chipped rice is mixed with curd and sometimes with sandesh and mango. It is a very palatable food offered to the deity and then distributed to the public. Raghunath Das Goswami, who was a householder at this time, met Nityananda Prabhu. According to his advice, he executed this festival of Dadi Chida Prasad. So this is a quick summary of a pastime that is elsewhere described in detail, the Chita Dadi Mahotsava. Lord, the Raghunath Das Goswami was stuck in householder life by the arrangement of his father and uncle. Raghunath Das was the only son in the family. So his father and uncle were keen to get him married, and he should take over the business. This is the usual thinking of parents. The son will take over the responsibility for the business, for moving everything forward. And for that, of course, we have to get him married and, as they say, settled. So they were, that was their focus. And Raghunath Das had a different idea. He wanted to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Sankirtan movement. So there was a
not a conflict, but there was a there were opposing motivations, opposing aspirations here. Contradictory. So the Raghunath Das was at home, but he wanted to join. So then the parents were thinking what to do. This boy just keeps running off to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they got him married to a very qualified girl, very beautiful, good family, cultured. Described as being like the goddess of fortune, like an angel. So they thought, no, this will do it. Because this is the attraction of material life. Yan maitanadi griha medhi sukhamitu chacham. When there's attraction between man and woman, then it becomes very material attachment becomes strong. Then griha, they want a home and property, griha kshetra, children. Then thinking about the relatives and money. And janasya mohoyam aham ameti, they become bewildered and start thinking, this is mine, I'm this body and this is mine. Although the father and uncle were Vaishnavas, still they were inclined to get their son entangled in all of this. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, don't mind, but your father and uncle are like worms in stool. Worms in a pit of stool. If you take the worm and say, come on, little worm, it's dirty here. Let's take you to a nice, clean place. The worm says, no, thank you, and crawls back to where the stool is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't mind, but this is your father and uncle. And the Raghunath also felt that still, let me join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wasn't bewildered by the so-called goddess of fortune. So then, what could the parents do? They hired guards. They were rich men, after all, so they could afford guards. And gave them charge that don't let this boy run away. Or if somehow he'd run away, they'd find him and bring him back. Well, this was their somehow cure him of this madness and get him settled up in normal life, responsible life. But so Raghunath was stuck, what to do? He just kept running away, he kept getting brought back. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him, don't jump like a monkey. But you can adopt this policy that inwardly you perform your Krishna consciousness and outwardly make a show of being like a pound, shilling, pence man. And that was the advice. Don't be like a monkey renouncer. Just outwardly appear to be attached to these things and inwardly cultivate your attachment to Krishna. Now that was the advice. But still Raghunath was desiring how to get out, how to get out. He followed. He was doing it, and the parents became, yes, boy is all right. They were thinking everything's all right now. But Raghunath was still thinking what to do, how to get out. So one time, there was a gathering of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his followers, and Raghunath came to that place And he was a little hanging back. But someone pointed out to Lord Nityananda that there's Raghunath. He's come. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's very funny, he said, he's skirting around the outskirts like a thief. You should arrest him and bring him here. So Raghunath was brought before Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, if I recall, placed his feet on Raghunath's head, but he told him, "You're a thief. How shall I punish you? I sentence you to making a big feast for me and all the devotees. Chiradoi." Lord Nityananda is very fond of this chiradoi. Chira means, Prabhupada here calls it chipped rice, sometimes it's called flat rice. It's made by taking the rice and it's parboiled and then flattened. The husks are taken off and it's flattened. Traditionally, I think, I've never seen it done traditionally, actually. But I've heard they pound it. I saw it done in one rice mill, though. By the more modern method, they have a machine that looks like a washing machine. You know, like your home washing machine. And you put the rice in one side, and it's spun inside the machine. They must have some rollers, and the machine spits it out. All flat rice. And on the other side, there's, you know, the holes and unwanted parts. And so you get this flat rice. In Gujarati, it's poa. Okay, now everyone knows what it is, right? You were wondering, what is this flat rice? Okay, gang, it's poa. In Bengal, it's called chita. And in Gujarat and other places, it's called poa. And there are other names also. It comes in two varieties, thick and thin. It's prepared in many different ways. So many different ways you can prepare this chita. It can be spicy. It can be in Assam. For weddings, they have a preparation, flat rice, gur, yogurt, cream. Getting good, right? I think sandesh goes in there. It's like, and then some, it's like elaichi, cardamom. And maybe some camphor, and it's really good, and it's so rich that it's really rich. They make that for wedding feasts and things like that. Otherwise, we often see it made cooked a little, mixed with potatoes, some spices, and it's very. Nice item. Otherwise, even the thin poa, you take it, you put it in water, wash it a couple of times, soak it for 5 minutes, it becomes soft, very soft. You put some salt, if you like, some jeera, some cumin, and you're in business. For those who are traveling, you just... easiest thing in the world. You can add some ginger, you can add this, that, the other thing, whatever you like. And if you get some, or you can mix it with gur, with jaggery, that's another way to do it. And if you get some yogurt, you can mix with yogurt. And you can, again, you can make it spicy, you can make it sweet. There's so many different things, very versatile. This cheetah. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu was very fond of this cheetah, and he requested Raghunath, you please make a feast for all of the devotees. So that's described later in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raghunath, after all, is the son of a very wealthy, like a millionaire family, Zamindars. So money was no problem. He made arrangements for big quantities of this flat rice, and he mixed it. He had it mixed in big pots, and in one pot there'd be cheetah mixed with yogurt, and in another pot, cheetah mixed with condensed milk. So many things you can do mixed with condensed milk. And it was arranged that there were so many small pots, and everybody would get two pots, one pot condensed milk, one pot with yogurt and cheetah. So in this way, everyone got two pots. And there were Lord Nityananda sitting with all of his close associates on one platform. Then there's so many, the next batch, they're down below, and then there's people spreading out in all directions. And this was done in Panihati, which is just on the bank of the Ganges. So some people are sitting on the bank of the Ganges with their two pots. And there were so many people, some people were actually in the Ganges with their two pots. So a very big festival. In the modern civilization, they have to make do with rock festivals where some degraded people get on the stage and make some loud and obnoxious noises, and people drink beer or whatever they do. But this is a different festival. According to, you can tell what kind of civilization you've got by what your festivals are like. In the modern age, you have rock festivals and such things. Here we have Ratha Yatra Festival, Chiradwai Mahotsav Festival, a different thing. One is mundane, the other is completely transcendental. Festival is not stopped, but the quality has changed from drugs, sex, and rock and roll to Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So everybody was fed, and plus Lord Raghunath Das, also they got some fruits and all the other things adding to the feast. And the sellers would come, because when there's a gathering, like here it would be a soccer match or something, then all the pushcart guys come and they sell their peanuts or what, chestnuts or whatever they sell. Still we see in India when there's a big gathering, people come with their little pushcarts and they've got cucumbers, they've got mango, they've got lots of different things. Bhel puri, or they've got ice cream, they've got this, that. So the sellers would come, they saw big festivals taking place, so they came with their pushcarts and with their fruits and vegetables and everything. So Raghunath Das bought them out. They bought everything and then threw them into the festival. And then they were fed with the same thing that they were selling, along with this chipped rice and that chipped rice and everything. So everyone just got drawn into the festival. And everyone was very jubilant. Nityananda Prabhu on the mental platform invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unseen to everyone else, joined with Nityananda Prabhu, and they were sampling all the chip rice, and a big, big festival. And at the end, Raghunath made some arrangements for dakshina for everyone, actually. At first, calculated for the Nityananda Prabhu this much, and for the associates this much, and ordinary people this much. He did a calculation, distributed some contribution to everyone. And Nityananda Prabhu was very much pleased. He was very pleased. And then sometime not too long after that, there was some administrative problem in one of the temples. The Yadunandanacharya, if I remember, was the Kula Guru of Raghunath Das Goswami, initiating guru of the family. And he, there was some problem, some pujari had left, so they were short of men. So he came to recruit some help from Raghunath. So Raghunath went with Yadunandanacharya to be of help. But at some point, Yadunandanacharya went this way and Raghunath Das went that way. And in this way, Raghunath Das, he took the opportunity. At that time, the party from Bengal that would go to Puri every year was on its way. But Raghunath Das knew, if I join the party, they'll find me. That's the first place they'll look. So strategy means that you do what's unexpected, not what everyone thinks you'll do. So he went a different way. And the father and uncle were alerted that, where's Raghunath? Where's Raghunath? They thought he must have again taken off to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they sent a messenger to the Shivananda Sen, who was leading the party. And Shivananda Sen told the messengers, we haven't seen him. He's not with us. So they were looking everywhere, and they couldn't find him. By the time they found him, he was already in Puri. He'd already joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, it was too late. So this was possible by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If one wants to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one is advised to seek the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who's Balaram, the original Guru Tattva, spiritual master. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavad Prasadam. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one gets the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by their combined mercy, one gets free of material existence. So that happened in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. He became very renounced and was later sent to Vrindavan by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's wrote so many books and showed the example of pure love of God in a renounced life. Are there some questions?